Is that good? Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll just sort of propped up here. I have three short poems written in the last year for you. And the first is my latest poem from my childhood. I somehow can't run out of those. Ginty's Goodbye. 11, when we left our shambling house, garden of fruit trees, perennial borders, my own patch of garden with rocks and blousy roses, the spooky summer house where I planned fairy teas of petals and acorn cups. Father had found the bakery of his dreams in a posh seaside town down south, where he could sell all the fancy breads, delicate confections not suitable for his small bakery in the backwater of a large industrial city. We had to exchange our home, relatives and friends to live in a small flat over the shop. I took our Scotty for a last walk to the field by the church hall. I thought of the pantomime I soloed as Frosty the Snowman, the prize I'd won for Victorian Girl at the annual fair. I murmured in Ginty's ear, "Remember these fields for the last time. I promise to walk you along the esplanade at Frinton-on-Sea. You'll miss our hills and moors and backyard. Miss the fuss every time you sit up and beg for friends. Miss the warmth and humour of Yorkshire folk. Whatever the snooty looks, we shall wear our northern accents proudly, and you will always have us." And now, on a darker note, at the other end of my lifeline, the stalker. The green-headed night heron has flown, but I linger in the twilight by this Pine Island bayou. Startled, a large bird has landed before me, larger than a great egret without her grace. Long, sharp-beaked bird, feathers bedraggled, moves slowly toward me through the gloom. A ragged line of black edges her dingy petticoats, football-shaped body on long, shaky gray legs, bald head covered with scurvy cradle cap. Layers of crenellated slate-colored skin covers the neck, snaking towards me. Two roomy red eyes stare. I back away slowly, fascinated and scared. Away from depression gray Pittsburgh's winter, freedom to be a snowbird cannot mask my own aging, like this woodstalk, a warning specter. And on a lighter note, or maybe it's just a serious, the one who meant it. Forget the guy who speculated in gold shares, shrugged when he lost big, bragged about his sexual escapades. Even a free meal every week couldn't compensate. Forget the 10 years of serial relationships on vacation with the Canadian who traded in movie memorabilia. He picked me up on a Jamaican beach, left me stranded in Ireland. Forget the lover who sat on the sofa next to me, but only stroked his cat. And what about the guy who claimed he would make millions supplying the internet with cheap crystals, recommended military academy for my son? He bought me a classic outfit to smarten up my funky 70s gear, then dumped me. I sent him a tape of all the songs I knew with money in them. Forget the man who wanted to swing, the one with five kids looking for a mother, the fella counselor whose sports car insurance revealed a married man. the lover who ran up my telephone bill $450 in 1 month. While I'm at it, forget the whole 1970s. Remember 1991 and the man who promised till death us do part and meant it. Thank you.
And the next poet is Randy Minnick.